Welcome to the Buckhead Church Podcast. At Buckhead Church, we are for Atlanta because we believe that God is for Atlanta. And these days, it's more important than ever to be known by what we're for. And we hope this podcast helps you in your life and faith. We want to help you find greater hope with fewer regrets because we are for you. If it's your first time with us, head over to buckheadchurch.org/new so we can meet you and send you a free For Atlanta gift on us. If you're not already receiving weekly emails from us, make sure to head to our website, scroll to the bottom, click Stay Informed, and sign up today. The best way to keep up with everything going on is to follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and download our free Buckhead Church app. But most importantly, I hope the following episode inspires you to take the next step forward in your faith journey this week. Enjoy.
Kyle, welcome. I'm excited you're here.
Well, this is a dream come true. Thank you.
Yeah. Kyle, let's, there's so much stuff I want to ask you. Let's start with cerebral palsy. Tell us a little bit about cerebral palsy, and tell us when your journey with cerebral palsy began.
So cerebral palsy has various types of conditions, but my condition is called spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy. It's a neurological condition that creates stiffness in my muscles, limiting the mobility on my arms and legs.
Yeah. When did this start for you? How old were you?
I was diagnosed when I was 6 months old.
Okay.
I was meeting the milestones, like rolling over and all that stuff that babies do.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it. So my parents were very proactive, and they took me to the doctor, and that's when I was diagnosed.
You sat in your first wheelchair at what age?
Well, I was probably, I know I was 8 when I got my first motorized chair, and I guess I got my first manual when I was 5 or 6.
5 or 6 years old. I want to come back to that, but I want to do things a little bit out of order. I want to talk about you and Brent competing together.
Yeah.
Obviously, we saw a lot of amazing images there in the video. So tell us how you guys compete. You know, we saw a lot of images, but the different categories of what you guys compete as athletes together.
Yeah, so we do anything from a 5K all the way to an Ironman. And an Ironman is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 13.1 marathon. And that point one is very important.
Yeah, because about 13, that's where you're kind of like, I want to knock off at this point.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, especially somebody that doesn't run. I run when I'm afraid.
Well,
or into Chipotle when it's raining. Those are really the two times at which I run. But so you guys compete together, and specifically the Ironman, it's interesting because there's a swim, a bike, and a run, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're in a little, basically a canoe type thing. So that's the swim comes first.
Yeah, it's more of a kayak.
Kayak,
than
right.
A canoe.
Yeah, it's not like it's a pontoon boat. Brent's just going to pull you along. No, so there's that. And then there's a bike. You have a special bike that's built for the two of you.
Yes.
And that's a pedal. And then there's a run, which is a push, right?
Yes, yes.
And also, too, so the category of which you guys compete in a lot of marathons, road races, it's called push assist.
Correct.
Which is different because wheelchair categories have been around for a while, but push assist is a little bit unique.
Yeah, push assist is one of the coolest divisions, I think, that we are able to create opportunities not only for myself but several hundred others that come through either the foundation or just the recreational type that want to push their son and daughter in a stroller.
Yeah, that's incredible. The Peachtree Road Race, you guys just did the Peachtree Road Race here in Atlanta on July 4th. The Peachtree Road Race has a push assist category because of you and your brother.
Yeah, because Brett and I at the Coyote Star Daycare, we were able to connect with the Atlantic Track Club at the Shepherd Center to create this division. So this couple weeks ago, we had 9 athletes, which is our largest number, to compete and complete the Peace Creek Road Race.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And not to brag, but you won this year, right?
If I must say so, yeah.
Right. I want to go back to 2015. You guys qualified, or invited to, qualified, really, for the New York Marathon, right?
Yeah, we were, we got in on the lottery, and it was one of those bucket lists that me and Brett like to go off on our own and do a cool race, so...
Yeah.
That was a cool race because Evan, my twin brother, lives in New York, so it was kind of an excuse to hang out with him.
Yeah, good. So you went up to New York to do the marathon. The goal for you was to complete the marathon in about 3 hours and 20 minutes. I think that was your goal, right?
Wow, that's kind of quick. We were...
Is that right?
Yeah, it was right, maybe... 3:30 in the
okay.
morning.
Okay, we'll add 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, just for a break. If
yeah.
You but tell us what happened, because this story, I love this story. Tell us what happened in the New York Marathon 2015.
Yeah, so we were going at a great pace. We were on point for a 3 hour and 20 minute marathon.
Yeah. Give or take.
Give or take. And all of a sudden, I heard my left wheel start to wobble. And I said, hey, buddy, is everything okay? And Brett was like, yeah, you're good, we're good. And that noise got louder and louder and louder. And at 13, it just exploded.
13 miles in.
Yes. And Brett quickly picked me up, and he started walking. And I said...
So your tire explodes on your chair.
Right.
Brent finds a way to find some rope, throws it over his shoulder, and says, we're going to keep going.
Yeah. But first, he started walking with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is...
And you're going to be like, now it's going to be three hours and 30 minutes.
Yes. 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 So the medical people saw us and told us to stop. And so he Brent carried me back over to the medical tent, and... I just laid there while he tried to figure out what to do. And the whole time, I was just asking God, what do you want? Do you want us to quit? Do you want us to keep going? It's up to you. And he found a way.
Yeah.
And it was one of the coolest races to me because it really solidified. It brought me a bit closer.
Yeah, and the way he found a way, which I love this story, is that different runners in the New York Marathon started drawing next to them and carrying the axle. I love this picture. It's not the greatest quality picture, but this is Amy and Cameron, who went with you guys. They were with you for how much of the journey?
They were with us for about 12 miles.
About 12 miles. So these two walked into the race with a personal best to beat their time on the marathon. And came across Kyle and Brent and their story and said, you know what, my personal record doesn't matter anymore. I want to be a part of this story. Which is it's a theme for your life, I feel like. You eventually finished in 7 hours and something, right?
Yeah, 7 hours, 26 minutes, and 41 seconds.
Yes. And that 41 seconds was really hard at the end there.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, Amy did not know Cameron. They're from New York and Baltimore. And since then, this is really cool, have come down and competed in the Publix Marathon in the push assist category because of Kyle. And again, their lives are different because they interacted with Kyle's story. Such amazing. Speaking of amazing opportunities, you guys, you and Brent, have a huge opportunity that's coming your way this fall. Do you want to tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, we're going to compete an Iron Man World Champion gift in Hawaii.
And so, yeah. Why this is a big deal if you're not an iron person? This is where the Iron Man competition started. It's like the elite, the top of the food pyramid. If you want to be in the Iron Man competition, to go back to Kona, Hawaii, where it all started and compete, people love to. But everybody that does Iron Man would love to be able to do that, and they're going to have an opportunity to do that this fall, which is going to be an amazing, amazing opportunity for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited, overwhelmed with joy, with so many blessings, and it's going to be, I can't wait.
Yeah. This all leads up to the Kyle Peace Foundation, which we heard a lot about in the video, which you guys have created with the opportunity to give anyone with any sort of challenge or disability the opportunity to compete together. The video said that there's 50-some-odd athletes. It's been a while. There's more than that now.
Yeah, today we have helped over 90 families compete and finish any race from Ironman all the way down to a 5K.
Yeah, yeah, that's incredible that you guys are able to do that and to create an opportunity for so many people to experience the joy of competing together and spending time together. That's amazing. We'll put the website up here at the very end, so if you guys want to learn a little bit more about the Kyle Peace Foundation, you can look it up. But it's an incredible, incredible organization to be a part of. I want to go back a little bit and talk about your family a little bit growing up. You have an incredible family. Tell us about your family growing up.
My family is awesome. They are some of the sweetest people I know. I live with my mom, and we have a great time. And my mom really taught us the love of sports. She used to keep score of baseball games, so I know how to keep score.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing. They really instilled in me the attitude of yes.
Yeah.
And finding that way to say yes.
Yeah.
Instead of no. So whether that was to include me in every activity that they did, whether it was traveling or hanging out or play football on the street where it's a football in my wheel, it was a catch. So it was, we modified a lot.
Yeah. Your brothers?
Yeah, my brothers are, they're cool guys.
Yeah.
I'm the best wicked one. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
But I love my brothers.
Yeah, so you have Brent, who is older.
Brent is 2 years older.
And then you have a twin brother in Evan, who lives in New York.
Yes.
And Brent here is here in Atlanta.
He's way cooler than all
of us. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's got that New York thing.
Yeah,
going on.
Yeah.
And again, your family, it's impactful. I love watching that, home movies of you growing up, because you can just really see it, that your brothers are like, we're just going to include Kyle in everything. There's one specific clip that it cuts to you and you're in a wheelchair rolling down your driveway, and I'm like, someone needs to catch Kyle at some point. And sure enough, right at the bottom of the driveway, there are your two brothers that are ready to catch you right there. And it's in, you know, they're in, it's an amazing journey to see how much, as you said, your family said, yes, this is, we're going to build in a confidence to you that you can do this. And it's such a great inspiration and such a great lessons for it all. Let's talk for a second about what life as Kyle Peace looks like on the day-to-day. We saw real quickly in the clip that you work at Piedmont Hospital.
I do.
What do you do at Piedmont?
I work in their customer service department. So if you get lost, I'll be the guy that I won't deliver your baby, but I'll be the one to help you get to the power that can do that for you.
Yeah.
But I work 4 days a week, 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges for you on the day-to-day, just doing life, you know, everything from getting ready, doing life chores, but also to getting around town? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have my personal chauffeur. And it's Marta.
Marta?
And,
yeah.
I'm a big advocate for Marta, but I really find so much joy and peace in Marta. I know that sounds a little weird, but I do. And that's when I jam out to my worship songs, and mm-hmm. people look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a great time.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the challenges are if the bus is late, what do I do? Or if it's raining. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, when it rains.
Yeah.
Because I don't have access to my phone because the wheelchair cannot get wet.
Right.
So, you know, just day-to-day challenges. We all have different challenges. Mine are physical, as you can see. But we all have different challenges that we face every day.
Yeah. So you have a team of caregivers, and, of course, you live with your mom. But even the simple getting dressed and having a meal, it's all a team effort.
It is. It's a, there are no I in team.
Yeah, right.
And when you have God on your side, it lifts the burden up a lot.
Yeah. Let's talk. Yeah. let's talk about you came to Buckhead Church for the first time 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, man. I came on the holiest day of the year.
Yeah.
I came on Easter.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what to expect. I didn't want any snakes on me.
Yeah, you really did not know what to expect.
I did not know what to expect. But I, you know, I listened to Andy a little bit, but it kind of went in one year and out the other year. And at 12 o'clock, I was like, good, time to go.
Yeah.
So, but then I did a lot of research about who this Jesus guy is and what he did for me on the cross.
Yeah.
And that was very powerful to feel the Lord's presence in my life.
Yeah. So your progression was very similar to so many of us in the room, that you walked through the door and you had life and life challenges and life circumstances, but then here was this concept of church that led you to a concept of, wow, maybe there is a God, and maybe there is this, who is this Jesus? And then it's small groups and small steps along the way, and
yeah, I think it's important that we go at our own pace.
Yeah.
And Jesus is going to meet us wherever we are. He gave me so much hope and so much inspiration every day. So it just, like I said, it's really impactful to be on this journey with him, and for him to call me his son is the biggest blessing of my life.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about how your faith intersects with your challenges of cerebral palsy. You know, you've taught me so much about, you know, the real life application of faith. You know, it's really easy to come in and out of here on a Sunday and do the Sunday thing and then kind of put your faith back up on the shelf, you know, when you get back into life outside of that hour and a half on Sunday. How does faith intersect with your life and cerebral walking or cerebral palsy?
We all have challenges, like I said. And there are days that I get mad at God. And I think it's very important that we realize that it's okay to be mad with God. It's okay to share your true feelings with him.
Yeah.
And the challenges are made so much easier with him. And when we understand the challenges that we face, and that we can give it to him, and he can help us get through any challenge.
Yeah. Talk to me more about getting mad at God in those moments you're like, why me? Do you ever have a why me moment?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I think we all have the why me moment. Am I a good husband? Am I a good friend? You know, it just, you have to be authentic with God. And he knows your heart, but you have to sometimes vocalize that to him.
Yeah.
But you also have to glorify him at the same time. You know, he loved us so much that he died on the cross for you and me. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. As you allude to, everyone has different challenges. You know, everyone is facing something different this week. What, as someone that I would qualify as an expert in dealing with challenges, and also to how your faith is foundational for your challenges, what's your best advice for people that in those moments of challenge, in those moments of why me, what's your best advice for them, whatever challenges they're facing?
To take a step back. Or take a wheel back.
Take a roll back, as you say.
And ask yourself, what am I packing about? What? We have an opportunity every day. We have a gift. God gives us a gift every day. And it's up to us to unwrap that gift. So use your gift, however that looks right to you, and go with it. But really take a step back and just be thankful and be grateful for this day and this hour and this minute and this second. Because the next 5 minutes, you know, we may be in a hospital. I don't mean to scare anybody, but that's real. That's life. So just enjoy every second of your life.
You have always been someone quick to serve others. You know, you've volunteered and let's start small groups, you volunteer on guest services, you volunteered up in our middle school ministry, you've done a lot of different things. The Kyle Peace Foundation is a volunteer organization in itself. It's an opportunity and a tool that I really feel like God's using to serve others as well. What is service of others done for you? What does that do? Why have you been so attached to serving others?
I love to serve others because so many individuals serve me on a day-to-day basis. So it's my way of serving them and serving God at the same time. Yeah. Because if we serve individuals, that's one thing, and that's great. But when we serve God, it brings a whole new meaning and a whole new perspective to our life. And I really can't put it into words. I just love to serve.
It seems like a lot of times that you and I talk, you spend a lot of time, and this is, again, of the multitude of blessings that you've done, you've given me in my life. You know, you always bring a unique perspective about hope and eternity for me. You know, I'm like a lot of us get caught up in what's going to happen next week and what's going to happen today. And you have a long view into eternity that is a constant reminder to me. Talk about the hope that you find in the future, but most specifically the hope that you find in eternity because of your faith.
Because of my faith, I have learned so much about eternity. And I know and I pray that I have a lot more living to do on this earth. But if the Lord were to take me tonight, no regrets. I would die a very happy man. I would be able to do my own Ironman. I would be able to
compete against your brother.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's going to win that.
I would still win.
Yeah, there you go.
But just knowing that, you know, I'll get to spend eternity with him, and I just can't wait for that day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I asked you beforehand, what's a verse that you found encouraging? You know, picked the passage from James. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. It just really speaks to me. I really think that my personality really resonates with this particular verse, and it is considered pure joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let's, let persevere, finish work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And I think that perseverance, you have to fight every day. And you have to overcome your obstacles and just enjoy the life that God has in store for you. Enjoy the plan. It may not be our plan that we want, but his plan is the better plan.
Yeah. What this passage speaks so much of, that amid trial and amid the challenges of your life, God teaches you lessons. And he crafts you into somebody that you wouldn't be if you didn't go through those lessons. And that's not always the way that we think. You typically wake up every day going, have at it, God. You know, give me all the challenges that I can face today. We typically go the other way, don't we?
Right. What
do you feel like God has taught you specifically through your challenges that you would not be that way if you didn't have a life that had a theme of cerebral palsy?
He taught me to overcome all my obstacles. He taught me to love. He taught me to be a better brother, to be a better friend, to go out and give it your all every day. Fight the good fight. But when you fight the good fight with God, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
And when you put your body of armor on every day, you're going to fight with God. Yeah. And God will help you with any challenges that you may come.
Yeah. That's incredible. Kyle mentioned, if you see Kyle rolling around Atlanta, or if you see Kyle on MARTA, sometimes you're going to probably see Kyle with headphones in, because music is such an important part of your world. And as you're knowing that, we asked you, Kyle, is there a song these days, a worship song especially, that registers for you? And the song that you picked was a song called King of My Heart. And we're going to close with that song today.
Awesome.
But before we do, I would love to ask you, why does that song register with you?
Because he is the king, and he is good. No matter what the situation is, he is always good, and he always has our back. And I just love it. I love the music. It just gets me fired up. It gets me fired up for the Lord, and we can all be fired up for him every day.
Yeah. And this song over and over says, you are good.
Yeah.
And if you go out on Twitter and hit the hashtag God is good, most all of those are going to be about something good that happened circumstantially.
Right.
Very seldom do people like, hey, I blew a tire, hashtag God is good. It doesn't happen a whole lot.
Right.
But when you say that God is good in the good circumstances and in the bad circumstances, where do you find him in the challenges?
I find him in the challenges when you're in a valley and there's no way up. You just raise your arm like this and you just give it to him. And he will meet you wherever you are to help you get out of that valley. It may not be on our time, but it is on his time.
Yeah.
So the challenges, when you persevere through your challenges, it helps you to become better in your faith.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, I'll never forget, speaking of valleys, that Psalm 23, Kyle and I were talking about it one day, and Kyle quoted, he said, even though I roll through the valley of the shadow of death, and I have never read Psalm 23, that passage, without thinking about rolling through. And so, Kyle, as we prepare for this closer, I wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, this is Kyle's foundation in their website. If you want to check that out, you can just go Google Kyle Peace. Just remember, Peace is with an S and not a C. Kyle, we're so excited about what you guys are doing there. Just as an encouragement, Buckhead Church wanted to give the foundation a $3,000 check just to encourage you guys. And because we know that there's a lot of folks out there that are going to really benefit from what you guys are doing. So we're excited to make that donation today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Kyle will be over here on the corner of the stage after the closure for just a couple of minutes. If anybody wants to run up and say hi, just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to go get ready for the 11 o'clock service and do it all over again. But Kyle, we're so thankful for the gift that you are and your family and Brent, the gift you are to our Atlanta community, the gift you are to the world. Thank you for the message that you're going to send this fall at Ironman, because I know you're going to be a little bit high profile. As somebody that is not the typical Ironman competitors, and so you've got a real ministry coming to you this fall.
Yeah, thank you. I'm famous in one person's eyes. If that's the Lord that saves you. As long as I have that, I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, once again, thanks for listening. If you're an Atlanta resident, I would love for you to attend one of our weekend gatherings at Buckhead Church. For directions, service times, and information about our fabulous children's and student environments, please visit us at buckheadchurch.org. That's buckheadchurch.org.